Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting from the World Wide Web, it's Big Fat Winners Radio.
Boy, we got more game. I'm telling you guys this right now, Big Fat Winners, the virus is out of control in the country, out of control in college football. Unbelievable. 10 games canceled already. Probably going to have another three or four. Wednesday night, got to give a shout out to the veterans, Veterans Day. Get size for the veterans. Without them, we probably wouldn't even be here. So give a shout out. Happy Veterans Day. Appreciate the service sitting across from the edge on a Wednesday night. Now, I will tell you this before we get into it. I gave out Western Michigan -3 tonight. If this, and I'm making the statement right here, right now. If this one loses, I will not give anything but totals for every play I give the rest of the year. Because, like in this game, Western Michigan, Toledo scores, Western Michigan goes right back down the field and scores. Toledo's going to be in a 3rd and 14, 2 30-yard penalties or 15-yard penalties, 30 yards, first and goal, and then they score. And it's just shenanigans in college football this year. It's shenanigans when you give points. It's crazy. Take points, give points. I'm going all totals the rest of the year. Anyway, what up?
Well, same shenanigans as usual with the NCAA. Hey, at least it's not a kicker, because usually it's a kicker bending me over. So at least you're just dealing with the struggles of Maction right now.
I just bend over of the – I get bent over by the Maction, man. I'll tell you this. Talk to me about I know we touched on – are you heading to – talk to me about Jersey. Are you going to – I would not go to Jersey this weekend. That's just me if I was you to make any point – unless you love one of these random games. But I'll tell you what. There's already been literally, I think, 10 games canceled. No joke. Big ones. You know that 1, 3, 5, and 10 or 12 or something are all canceled with 3 or 4 others pending. I mean, you might have, and we're going to touch on this a little bit. We'll probably touch on this on the Saturday show, what it means for an Ohio State who's now down to 7 games. And will the committee move dates and all that stuff? We will touch on that a bit on the Saturday show. Talk to me about Jersey. Are you going back or what?
Oh, you have to go back with the per point. So for the people, you know, just catching up, obviously flying to New Jersey from South Carolina for 20 minutes, found a flight that was right there and right back. Flight attendants like, you know, we're going right back to where you just came. I'm like, yeah, I had to roll it, because you can land in the airport, pull up the app on your phone that you already put cash into and make a wager. Now you say, well, why don't you just do that wherever you're at illegally, you big dummy? Here's why. Because they don't have per point gambling. Las Vegas doesn't have it. Nowhere else you call has it. It's just this one app, website. It's not even a brick and mortar casino in New Jersey, and they have a few other states. Well, the closest one to me was New Jersey. Per point wagering. It's the future of gambling. You take the spread, whichever way you go with it, take the dog or the favorite. Every point you're right or wrong, you're penalized however much you agree on. So if you say it's 100 per point, 1,000 per point, you decide. You decide how many points you want to play, whether it's 5, 10, unlimited, whatever you want to do. You have to obviously have that amount of money in your account to cover it. But long story short, you know, it's an amazing way.
By the way, it's coming to Colorado. For real. Right.
It's going to be unbelievable.
Because, no. That points bet, yep, I believe, is opening up shop at the Double Eagle up in Cripple Creek, which is the closest thing to my house. I actually called Landy. Look at Western Michigan. Go on down the field, Western Michigan. Go on in and get me 7. So I called Landy. I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to take a trip this weekend. I was going to go check out the book. You know, there's a couple of books up in Cripple Creek, brick and mortar, the whole deal. But Landy said they are just as like, I was thinking that they were going to, because I haven't been up there and checked it out. I was thinking there was going to be a little bit like Vegas or even Charlestown. You know, you go to Charlestown, there's windows, there's lines, there's people, there's all kinds of stuff. First half, second half, touchdown, Western Miss. Bow! Come on, man. Anyway, boy, that's a high scoring game. But then I heard, so you, they have kiosks up there.
Right.
And I think you go place your bet or something. That's, I heard, exactly, like, right. No, 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 no. You go place it like with the bartender or something. And he, yeah. And he pulls out a ticket. I called up there, but the girl I talked to, she, so it's already, it hasn't been great. I am definitely going up over Thanksgiving break and just to check it out myself. I'll probably go up and maybe watch the Friday games and spend the day up there, but a little disappointed so far, but I will keep you guys updated when I roll up there and check that out.
Well, I definitely won't be making the trip this weekend, because out of the 10 games I had listed that I was going to wager on, I'd say 8 of them at least. I was trying to pull up my list now. 8 of them at least canceled over.
Well, we're already, I'll just tell you real quick.
Oh, here's one. Alabama, Dunsky. That can't.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Let's see. Ohio State, done.
No, that's done. Fine. No, listen. How about this? Bama, LSU can't, postponed. Ohio State, Maryland just outright canceled. A&M, Tennessee postponed. Georgia, Missouri postponed. Auburn, Mississippi State postponed. Cal in jeopardy of being postponed. Air Force, it's raging right behind my house. The Chiris is out of control behind my house. The virus is going wild, literally right behind my house. Memphis, Navy out. UL Monroe, Arkansas State out. And there's probably 3 or 4 others that are in jeopardy. So I predicted 12 games. We'll see how close I get, because there were 10 last week, and I predicted 12 will get canceled. I will tell you that a game that has jumped all over, and see, I can't do it now. You know what? I might just have to do the total, but I can't do it unless Western Michigan covers. But I believe that NC State is going to take out the paddle and just whoop Florida State all day. Everyone's quitting at Florida State. The whole team quits. They're all quitting. They're transferring. They're quitting.
That was my big play just personally last week, but you know, the FSU game.
Dude, they're all quitting on him. His quarterback's transferring.
I mean, the NC State quarterback that replaced Leary looked really good. I mean, they already had used him, you know, previously.
Dude, Hockman looked, yeah. He looked great last week against – I mean, I get it. Their defense isn't great, but I'm just telling you, Florida State has – I think they've lost – I think they've lost 10 peeps, though. And we'll cover the game. So – let's jump around a bit. Jump around.
Jump around.
Couple of trends. How about this? Let me just look this up real quick, because I got to give you this
game.
Oh,
you're doing that. Anybody this is a dude Akron the other night, I mean, who knew that they would hang?
Hey, this is a do theory trend I'm giving everybody. This is a do theory trend, because for me, it's unbelievable that they're 0-3, Penn State. Okay. Now, Penn State is at Nebraska, laying 3.5, right? He's going to stay with Clifford. Old Franklin already said he's going to stay with Clifford. Penn State's 0-3. Now, we talked about this before Penn State went to Ohio State, and I said against the spread since 2015 under Franklin, I think it was 2015, 2016, whatever it was, after a loss against, which they lost to Indiana in week one, against the spread, they were 1-12, really 1-12-1, but I'm not worried about the tie, 1-12. Since then, they lost to Ohio State, 1-13. Then you
did not cover. That,
did not cover. That's what I mean. It lost against spread, 1-13. Right. Then guess what? After a loss, they had to play Maryland, and they didn't cover that one. Now they're 1-14. Is this a do theory game? They're only laying 3.5.
Cover when you lose outright as a 24-point favorite. Hey, let me ask understand. You, can he bench himself? Is the coach allowed to bench himself?
No.
Can he resign? Can't. Because the it's not Clifford that's could the problem do. At Penn State. It's him.
The only thing they could do to probably get a W this weekend, and I'm not joking, people are going to laugh, is you got to bring in Skip for the weekend. Bring me in. Why?
Well, Nebraska doesn't. They're having open.
Bring me in.
You know what Nebraska has? 2 running backs at quarterback.
Bring me in. Sit me up in the booth. I don't even want to be on the field with the players. Don't want to look at them. Disgusted with them. But I'll call some plays. It'll be winners, and we'll cover the 3.5. Now, is that a do theory game? Are they actually going to go 0-4?
Martinez or McCaffrey, both to me, especially with McCaffrey being a freshman, we know what Martinez is. To me, you have 2 running backs at quarterback. I think it's going to be pretty hard for them to beat Penn State. Penn State's favored by 3. I would probably stay away from that game. I do. Like
I'm just telling you, it's a due theory. They're 1-14 against the spread, coming off a loss since 2015 under Franklin. That the due theory's it's there.
Is due theory playing quarterback for Nebraska?
No,
I don't know what to think when I don't.
How about this little
Martinez,
trend?
I know he's got some experience. I guess
this is a
upside
trend
with McCaffrey, but
how about this little trend? This is
this is the worst card I've ever seen.
I told you. Well, I don't even know why we're doing the show.
Well, Thank God there's the Masters in the middle of November, and also they have this thing called the National Football League, which I'm the greatest in the world with.
Listen to this. NFL, here's a little trend for one. This is a blind trend for you, peeps. This is a fact. NFL, listen to me carefully now. Just NFL, first half overs only this year. They're hitting blindly. First half overs at 63%. That's impressive, man. Now, here's the deal. 6 weeks this year. 6 weeks. There's been nine. We're in week nine, right? Is that where we're at? We're in week 10. I think we're in week 10. 6 weeks this year. Nine or more of the games. Nine or more, with one of them had 10. Nine or more wins during the first half NFL overs. 6 weeks so far this year. Point being, you haven't really had – I looked at all the numbers too. Yeah, you've had one under 500, maybe one was 6-7. Maybe you had a 5-6 with a couple pushes in their buy. You know, now you got the buys in play too. But so literally, blindly, 6 weeks, nine or more times you go on the NFL first half overs. That's a pretty silly little trend, blindly. I mean, we're almost 2/3 through the season. We're creeping up on it. So
we are. And we have two legit contenders outside of the Power Five in college football before we get to NFL, with Cincy and BYU.
Hey, who would win? I'm asking you on a neutral field. Next question. Who would win, Cincy or BYU, neutral field? Who do you think?
BYU.
Do you really? See, I just believe. You know why? You hate. You've been clubbing Ritter. All Ritter does is win and cover. All he does is win and cover.
He does, but again,
he's not flashy like your boy.
I believe in Wilson more. I believe in his offensive line more. I believe in his defensive line more. I think Cincinnati has better athletes as far as defensive backs, wide receivers. And obviously, Ritter can do a lot more with his legs than Wilson. But Mike Warren's gone, you know, a huge part of their offense last year. I know they've been great, but a lot of it's been their defense, and they haven't played anybody like Zach Wilson or the BYU offensive line, which is the most underrated aspect of that football team, which is making Wilson great. But
will
I'd love to see that game.
Will either make the playoffs? Forget.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
You think one of those two teams is going to make the playoff?
For sure. Without a doubt. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? BYU is definitely going undefeated. You know that. You've seen their schedule.
I didn't say they'd go. That wasn't my question, whether they would go undefeated. I said, are they going to make
down year the way it is? Of course it is. Who are you?
You actually think? Oh, who am I going to put there? Let's just use this.
Okay.
Bama runs the table.
Okay.
Florida wins every other game, so they'll have one loss. They play Bama in the SEC championship, play them tough, which gives them two losses.
All right, that's two.
Ohio State runs the table.
Okay.
And Clemson or Notre Dame, whoever the winner of the ACC championship, because that's your ACC championship already. Unless Clemson somehow loses.
All right, say it one more time. So you got two SECs, you got Clemson, and who else?
I just tell you this, that Western Michigan defense is a goddamn – I mean, it's like a mother –
Don't you change the subject and run away from me.
It is a sieve.
Let me reel you back in now.
Do they not coach defense at Western – man, Landon's daughter goes there. I'm going to tell him.
Look,
he ought to cancel her tuition, man.
Florida, Alabama, Clemson.
Yeah, I didn't say you'd even put Florida in. Well, who do you mean Clemson? You're going to have Ohio State from the Big Ten. You're going to have Clemson or Notre Dame from –
Ohio State's your fourth one.
Well, I'm going to take BYU over an undefeated Ohio State team.
I mean,
now,
I hate to say this to you and break it down, but because I know everybody wants to ignore it. Boise was a 21-ranked team. Army was 22, and that got postponed. If they get to somehow play Army again and Army stays ranked, I mean, you know.
Here's what I'm trying to tell you. You know as well as I do, and if you took that poll, will an undefeated BYU team get in? Against, I don't care if Ohio State goes down to six games. They have another game canceled. They go 6-0 and they win the Big Ten championship. And they only played seven games. An undefeated Ohio State team will get in over a 20-0 BYU team. They could play 20 teams. It would not matter. And if you put Ohio State on the field with BYU and they took the game serious.
But how is it their fault that when they were going to play Army, Army was at that time, they're not now, obviously, but they were at that time.
Army, Army stinks.
Army's terrible, but I'm just saying at that time, they didn't know that, and it got postponed. I mean, I don't know what to do with these teams. I mean,
Army's
BYU's eighth in the country right now, Cincinnati's seventh. I mean, I can't believe. Here's one that I cannot believe. Texas
now, you know
A&M
what I would do?
Fifth. How you is Texas A&M ranked fifth?
Because if they went out here, I was talking to Jason about this. If A&M actually wins out, they obviously can't get to the SEC championship game because they got boat raced by Bama. But would you take a one loss A&M team that ran out and looked impressive the rest of the year over a two loss Florida team, or a one loss A&M team that looked good the rest of the year in the SEC over an undefeated BYU? You know what they should do is they ought to have BYU and Cincinnati. And this is where I really thought this year, out of any year we've ever had the committee just said,
but it's hard to go back.
I understand all bets are off this year, though. We're going to have six teams in. Why would you not? Why would you not? I understand that. So if you're only going to have four, I can't see them getting in, but we'll talk about that more on the Saturday show. Heisman, who's your mid? If you had a mid season Heisman.
I'm so glad I can't believe
you're gonna say that. If you say Wilson, you're just crazy.
No, are you? I'm not say Wilson. Are you?
Can you just make the tackle? Can you make the tackle?
Well,
he'll go for it on fourth
the
down.
Tackle we made. Anyways, ETN. Travis ETN is the Heisman winner right now, in my opinion. Now that's just my opinion. Would he win if I had to bet on it right now? Probably not. I mean, no, like if the season ended today, he wouldn't win it, but he should win it because he's the most valuable player on one of the best teams, and there's no reason they should have lost that Notre Dame game.
I think it will depend on how does Fields look the rest of the year because he's obviously in the mix. Again,
I feel like
does
the loss killed ETN too?
Does ETN? I mean, I don't think he's been great this year, the games I've watched. I mean, he is. I'm just, well, you can make the face. I'm saying the games
I don't know what you've been watching then. Great.
Well, maybe.
He's been great with a capital B, like Tony the Tiger.
Do me a favor, real quick.
Like Tony the Tiger.
Do me a favor. Pull up while you're talking your yak, pull up his stats right now.
I don't care. Okay, I'll do that.
If you're not going to do it, I will. Because when you challenge the old Skip like that,
it's not about stats. He's not, like you said.
It's not about stats.
So what the BYU Wilson
looks
is doing
good in his uniform. The Heisman is all about stats, homie. You know that.
Well, if that was the case, I mean, that's not all.
I'm not saying he's not the best player. I'm simply saying to you, in some of the games I've watched him, whether it's because they didn't use him enough, and I'm not saying he doesn't have good stats, but I don't look at him and say, Jesus. The guy's gonna have.
He's got over 1,000 yards and 12 touchdowns. He's got 1,125. He has 1,125 yards in 8 games and 12 touchdowns in 8 games. Now he's got the ball 158 times. You know what that equates to? A 7 yard average.
Okay, those are great. Okay, great. Now I don't know how.
12 touchdowns in 8 games.
I don't. No. I think he's. I didn't say those are better than I thought.
Those
his stats.
Numbers,
I'm just
yeah.
saying when I've watched him. Now remember, I haven't watched like I didn't watch at all the.
I got a quick.
No, I'm just saying. I watched.
I got a quick story time. And you know I'm a huge Clemson fan. I watch all the games, but we're here in South Carolina, and a kid down the street that plays with my kids. His sister's a Clemson cheerleader. This kid. Every day he reminds me, hey, my sister hangs out with ETN. My sister is really good friend because he knows I get sized, right? All I think every time he tells me is the things that ETN is doing to his sister. I mean, it's a show. I mean, every time that kid's coming to me, I'm just thinking.
You can only imagine. Yeah.
Just taxing. I mean, anyway, let's keep it moving. But I mean, it's funny to me because he always, I wish other people knew how bad I'm laughing inside when his kid's like, yeah, my sister and ETN went to a bar the other night. I'm like, that ain't all they did, brother.
Yeah. Hey, you should be careful how you say that. You know, ETN could get in trouble for going to a bar.
Oh, yeah, he allegedly. Now, remember, my source is probably about, I'd say, 3 feet, 7 inches.
I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if ETN went to a bar when he shouldn't have had with this kid's sister.
Hey, smoke show.
Oh, she is? Well, maybe he rolled it.
Beow! Hey,
She's a 10.
Here's the other thing. That kid, he's probably 11. He is a baller. But let's go. Let's keep him. He is a
athlete.
About five. All right, so we'll get.
I would say Heisman. You might be right. He might get it. Those stats are better than I thought. I'm just saying because again, I didn't watch.
Because if he'd have won the Notre Dame game, and now you say, look what I did without Lawrenson. Okay, but
what were his stats in the Notre Dame game? Did he have a great game? I know they passed great all game. Over him. Oh, he did.
Great game. I'm just going to say blindly. Great. I mean, I watched it. I felt like he was carrying the team. I think he did have a fumble in the Notre Dame.
No, but did he have like 250 yards or something? No way.
No, I'm just trying to be honest with you and forget it. If I'm just going to be for everyone listening, I don't want to remember that game.
Why, so, dude? Let me just say this about Clemson. I would be so excited if I was Clemson from the standpoint
of this. How about the easiest adjusted line ever? -3.5 for Notre Dame. If you wanted to mess with that.
I would be so excited if I was Clemson, knowing that the quarterback I have coming in is going to be just as good or better than Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
Yeah. The freshman kid. Bigger, probably a better arm, and he's accurate. So I think Lawrence is overrated myself, but that's just me. Yeah, I do. I think he's gotten full of himself.
Oh, ETN yes, sucked against Notre Dame, by the way. 18 attempts, okay. 28 yards. He did have
okay,
a touchdown.
Okay, so my point.
Hey, he averaged 1.6 yards a carry.
Right. And here's my point about ETN when I've watched him. Yeah, he probably had 200 yards against the Citadel. And he probably had, 200 yards when they beat Syracuse. And he probably – and so I'm just saying I've watched him in two or three games, and they really haven't used him a ton, so – I didn't even know he had those stats, but Masters, who do we like, man? The Masters starts tomorrow morning. Come on, man.
Who cares about the Masters? But I'll tell you what.
I do. I'm excited about it.
Hey, pre-show, like we talked about, with this slate on Saturday, I might have to peek over at the Masters,
dude,
Jack.
The Masters couldn't be more excited than what they are right now with all the games being canceled. If they were ever going to get run, it would be this Saturday with these games canceled. I mean, you have the top three or four games of the weekend getting bye-bye, smashed, gonzo. They're talking about I guess DeChambeau's the favorite.
I know. I'm just looking at the odds to see if you get.
Yeah, look up some odds. Let me give people
the odds. I'm just seeing if there's anything else out there.
Give me the top 10 odds that you're looking at. Let me give you a winner. I'm going to give you a winner.
That I'm personally looking at?
No, just what they are. Just give them out to me so I can give the people a fatty.
Oh, it's DeChambeau, Johnson, Koepka, Reed, Woods, Matsuyama.
I just feel like Johnson and Koepka could have some good tournaments. I mean, the Masters is brutal, but I feel like Koepka's due. He is, if he's healthy. He is. DeChambeau, yeah, he's hitting it further than – I mean, he's just hitting missiles apparently. But
certain guys always ball out. Molinari usually balls out at the Masters. I think isn't Casey Paul Casey is usually a pretty good fit for this course, if I remember right.
I don't know enough about who does what where because we're not a golf show. We're,
we're definitely
show
not a golf show. I'm just putting out some names though. I mean, I would
probably throw cash on three people. It certainly wouldn't be Rory because Rory to me is big piles of dog poop. Pooey. I don't even like him. I don't like to look at him. I've always felt that way about him. I don't know why. I would probably roll with Koepka. They're favorites, but I probably would. I'd probably roll with Koepka, Johnson. Now, who's the little guy that won a few weeks ago? They're all little, I know. But who's the one I'm thinking of? Dude, he's got a Thomas. I'm going to take JT. I like him. Get size for him.
I think two guys with super long odds are Matt Kuchar and Danny Willett. Their odds are so long, but I would
can't do it
with. I think out of all the ones, I do like Paul Casey plus 9,550. That is juicy.
Of course you do. Put a dollar on it. Get rich.
That is I mean, if you're going to bet on it anyway, I would. Yeah, I mean that is pretty juicy. Tell you this, I would take the field versus DeChambeau.
Yay! Now listen. Unfortunately, we got to move on to football games, footy, football games.
Not for long.
Ready? Yep. No, not for long. We're doing a few college games first.
Oh, we are?
Hell yeah. Listen to this one. Iowa, Friday night at Minnesota, laying 3.5, 58. Minnesota, all they do is pause workouts, and they can't play any defense. They're not even practicing.
You know what they do is suck.
They're not even practicing, and they're going to play Iowa on Friday night with that doo-doo defense. I mean, Iowa, I got news for you. I will be shocked if I was starting. You know, the only problem,
I can't believe the spread's only 3.5. I know Minnesota finally showed up and played a football game last week, but I don't think that's going to be the new normal for them. I think they're just the reason I opened up with they suck is because I just did not expect them to be such a bad football team those first. My co-host here was row in the boat. First 2 weeks, I'm diving in the boat. Next thing I know, I'm drowning. So I'm
what are you talking about? Minnesota. I told you exactly last week.
Row the boat.
Well, guess what?
What did we do? Hey, what did we do in the boat together?
And guess what?
He drowned.
No, I'm going to tell you what happened. I thought it was a real boat, but he had one of those blow-up boats the first 2 weeks, and they got holes in them, and so they sunk. But last week, he brought out the canoe, man. He brought out the wooden one. He rowed his boat all over Illinois. Come on. I even told you before the game, I'll take Illinois plus points. I said, they're going to smoke Illinois with that poopy quarterback.
Minus 28 with Cincinnati that same day. Against Carolina at home.
Now, I've been high on Ehlers in East Carolina because I liked the coach because he was money at James Madison.
You've been high, all right.
He's Jason's boy, and I have to shun Jason and his boy. Yeah, I bet that's right. I have been
You've
high
been
on
the
that
wrong
one because
kind of high on that
they,
one.
Cincinnati's mind, defense high. To me, Cincinnati's got the best, and I know that Cincinnati's defense is just flat nasty.
Well,
they just are
a fraud.
Well, obviously,
remember weeks ago we were talking Georgia defense.
No, I think Kirby Smart is.
All right, let's talk about it then, real quick. If Cincinnati's not the best defense, who is?
I'd have to say that
Ohio State leaky so far. Clemson leaky so far. Alabama, is Alabama the one that gave up 50 points to Ole Miss? Gonna
no, I don't know that there's any. There's no dominant defenses yet. I mean,
except Cincinnati. Except
Cincinnati. BYU's been fairly dominant.
They don't really play anybody.
But they did play Houston, and they shut them out in the second
half. They had Boise's bum quarterback. I mean,
I will say they're two of the better defenses. How about this one? Indiana on the road against Rocky Blaya and Michigan State.
I love Indiana. I think the public's going to love Indiana, and I really don't care. Obviously, the numbers moved all up and down a little bit throughout the week, but obviously, I think Penix is the quarterback they have for Indiana is just really second best in the Big Ten. Don't you think?
I think he looks good this year. I mean,
well, he looked good last year.
He did. The Michigan State the Michigan State team that I saw last week
is the one I thought I was betting on week one.
That team will get shellacked this week if they show up by. It's actually Rocky Lombardi. I was saying Rocky Blyer, but it's Rocky Lombardi.
Well, obviously it's not Rocky Blyer. I assumed you were doing shtick.
No, I thought it was one. I kind of was doing shtick, but I messed up.
Vince Lombardi's great bum grandson who can't throw a lick.
Can't throw one little bit.
What do you have, three INTs last
week? Michigan State looks really bad. How about this one? Here's your boys. How about if I had told you, by the way, before Thanksgiving, Coastal Carolina will be ranked 15th in the country.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, they're going to go into
Troy. Personally, living in Myrtle Beach, what I would do is get a Chubb. I would just be so – I would get Nick Chubb. I'd be so absolutely excited because that is great for the local economy. I can tell you that. There's teal everywhere here.
Well, there's got to be.
Troy is awful. How can you hang that number out there at 10.5?
I think they're going to kill Troy. Is not a good offensive team. They can't run the ball. They're not a particularly good defensive team. I watched Troy almost lose to.
Well, they're begging you to bet it.
It wasn't East Tennessee. Who did they? I watched
this
team.
They lost to BYU 48-7.
No, I know, but I watched a really bad team, Eastern Kentucky. I watched Eastern Kentucky back on them and literally should have won the game. And Troy
29-31.
Yeah, against Eastern Kentucky. So
barely eked it
I
out.
Think Coastal will
last week. What do they lose? Georgia. What do they do? They lose to Georgia Southern. Not. It wasn't. I don't think it was last week. I think it was the week before. But either way, 2013 loser.
Yeah, and Coastal did not play well last week. They gave up 350 yards almost to South Alabama. They turned the ball over twice. Once they were going
still,
in for a score and turned it over. Still covered, but not for some people that got it at 17 and a hook. All right, Marshall laying 23.5.
I can't really mess with it.
I was high on them, but I can't mess with them anymore. Can't mess with them.
That's a terrible game.
Tulane, Army, Tulane 5.5. I think Army stinks, even though they're six and one.
Some of these games are just so bad. Like that's a
terrible game. Well, we're gonna go over most of them.
I don't see any edge in some of these because the teams are so bad.
We're doing all the shows tonight, people. So just so you know, we're not messing around and doing the Saturday
show. We have to do all the shows tonight.
I got to roll. I'm on the juice. Here's the game. The interesting game is this. Notre Dame, Boston College. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. This is such a spot where BC messes Notre Dame.
It's not about the time. You're on the juice. I might be out of town, people.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
I forgot. You might be on the road, man, on the way. You might be doing on the coastal bandwagon.
Every game I loved has been crawled.
What about the coastal bandwagon?
Let me drop a bomb here. The Trojans going to Arizona, laying 14.
You don't know one little thing about Arizona except it's
I know they're throwing
Sumlin
out there.
And you know Sumlin sucks as a coach.
Well, I know that my boy Skip hates Sumlin, but I also know they're throwing Grant Gunnell out there. And I just think Arizona's always got terrible defense. And I just don't
think they do. They're just poop.
I'm just going to just blindly bet on a team that hasn't played getting housed by a team that I have high expectations for that was lucky to win last week. And I think they've had a week to look back on it and have their coaches scream in their face and make them realize how close they were to losing their entire season on week one. Cause they didn't deserve to win that game last week. They got lucky to win it, and it opens up the rest of their season. So
shoot, there's not even enough games worth that are big games that we'll cover the rest of this stuff on the Saturday show. Let's move on to the NFL. We'll cover a bunch of these Saturday games. We'll roll down them. Talk to me in the NFL. What's the card
Sunday
look like?
Game. Well, let's start with the Thursday Colts at Tennessee.
That's an enormous game in that division. I'm shocked that the line's gone from Tennessee -2 to even. Now I will say that when Andrew Luck was there, the Colts literally owned the Titans. Like I think he had won 13 in a row or 13 out of 14 or something against the Titans. He just beat them all the time. In this game, even I just can't take Phillip Rivers. I'm just not a Rivers guy. I mean, I know that they're 5-whatever they are. I just don't love them.
Well, I think a big reason I was just checking real quick, but I'm pretty sure because it's changing, every day, every hour, who's in, who's out with the COVID and different things. I'm assuming the line's changing because Clowney's not going to play.
Well, it's huge.
But they a guy that I don't think enough people are talking about is Adoree Jackson. I believe he right here it's saying he is probable. And when he's on the field, he's a huge difference maker at corner to go with my guy, Desmond King, that they traded recently to get from the Chargers, who had a huge touchdown for them in his first game last week. Clowney's still questionable right here. Also, their guard, pretty solid guard, and Roger Saffold is a questionable right now with a shoulder injury. Another guy, A.J. Brown, questionable. Dennis Kelly, a tackle that they absolutely have to have after suffering a huge injury to their premier left tackle, Taylor Lewan. You cannot go into that game without Dennis Kelly, or God forbid you don't have Roger Saffold. Also, now you're down three linemen. It's a absolute S show over there. So I think that's a big reason why the public's probably going to be hammering the Titans, but I'm going to sit back and look at that inactive report prior to the game and make a decision then.
Couple of juicy games, and obviously we'll get into everything on the Sunday show. Little bit of a juicy game here.
How about this? Who's your biggest surprise so far? We're about midway now. I mean, if you
as a player,
MVP,
a team,
it's gotta be Russell Wilson, probably.
No. I'll give you a bunch of different things surprise wise. I am shocked. I am just absolutely shocked. Hey, man, you're making noise over there.
Not me.
Yeah, it's all you and your little thing, your little microphone thing. All right, just sit there. Anyway, my biggest, I would say I'm most surprised at how, which I was completely wrong on, I can admit it. I'm shocked at how good Herbert is. I think he is an absolute, you called that before he came out. I was like, you're crazy. He's an absolute stud only because of the fact that he has Anthony Lynn as his coach. Are they not 5-3 right now?
True.
Really, they'll just find ways to True. Lose. They do it again. His clock, man. I mean, you know what's crazy to me? I was thinking about this too with Gase from the Jets, and we'll talk about him in a second when I bring up that game, like what I saw him do. Where in the world can you just get millions and millions of – it makes me so – I actually want to put a nail in my desk, and I want to point it up. No, a big, thick one too, like one of those ones you put into a cross or something. And you know what I want to do? I want to put my head on that nail and end it when I think about how I'm doing this and not coaching for – no, think about this. How can you be so bad and make millions and millions of dollars to be almost the worst at your profession? Anthony Lynn couldn't do clock management if his life. He did it again last week. It's unbelievable. By the way, I was wrong on Herbert. I'm very impressed so far, and it's only been a few games. I really like what I'm seeing out of Tua. I was wrong on that. I just do. I'm sorry. He looks poised. You know who he reminds me of? Jizo Flip. Yeah. He's like a twin. Close your eyes. And when you watched him move last week, if that's not Russell Wilson, a clone of Russell Wilson, the way he moves, I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm probably going to be wrong on Tua. Justin Herbert was my top quarterback this year. Burrow was my second. Lutton was actually my third.
I'm shocked. Wait a minute, I'm not done yet, dude. I'm giving my surprises. You want my surprises or not?
I thought he was going to be injury prone.
I'm shocked. And I shouldn't be because you called this too. I'm shocked at how absolutely inept the entire offensive line for the Buccaneers is. I've never seen anything like it, dude.
He was getting killed.
Brady gets the snap. No, I've seen it every game. The only reason that they've won some is because some of the teams are bad.
Look at that. And listen, I know he's fun to play for. He's another guy who he gets jobs. Players love him and all that. But you're going to throw out a guy that's got six Super Bowls in the fourth quarter down 30? You're in the fourth quarter down 30. You're rolling out Tom Brady who can't buy a blocker. He cannot. I mean, what are you doing?
You know what I would have done? I would have cut at least one guy at halftime.
Well, I've changed my mind. You are now the greatest coach in the history of the
NFL. No, I would have cut. I would actually look.
It's not me anymore. It's you. Now, I'll say this. I'm the greatest GM to never have a job in the NFL by far. I mean, it's not.
Can I just tell you what I would do? I'm not kidding you. If I was a coach in the NFL and I would do this if I was a coach. Now, it might not work, but I would do it. I would call my general manager and say, listen, I know we're in the middle of the game. I don't give a fuck. What is our salary cap situation? I need to know. Because one of these guys right now is getting cut tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight.
To let them know. Right now. They did have, now that last game, they did have their probably. If not their best, their second best lineman,
I get it.
Alex Marpet out there, you know, their center.
Listen to me. Against the Giants, Brady was getting crushed.
I hear you.
Every week he gets crushed.
That's what I've been saying. I can't believe he's made it this far. I said by midseason he'd be out. I can't believe he's still in the game.
I'm shocked at that.
But he has played well, too, when he's had time.
I'm shocked at just how bad Carson Wentz is, and I've never liked him. I don't like his face. I don't like his beard. I don't like to look at him. Oh, golf all day,
man.
That's
what I like to hear.
Come on, man. Wentz
made that call early on.
Wentz is getting, I think, $110 million guaranteed to be as doo-doo as he is. Are you kidding me?
When is it my turn?
I got one more. All right. I know. I'm taking up a lot of time.
No, I don't care. I'm
all right, good.
I got one. I have to. Dwayne Haskins, I think might be wrong about him. Might have been wrong. I was high, real, real high on Dwayne Haskins.
Might have been wrong. He's not even getting in this week.
I know, but I'm still holding out hope that it's the ineptitude of the Washington Redskins. If you're asking me what's a crazy thing I've seen this year, I'll be honest with you. It's crazy to me to watch Alex Smith hobble around out there. I mean, it's a great story. Love him. God bless him. Throwing three interceptions, hobbling around after the other guy already, again, hope he feels better, hope he gets better. I hated to see it for any athlete. Really do hate to see it, but he shredded his foot up. They're talking about maybe putting him back in later in the year. Why did you waste a first-round pick on a guy you're not even going to give a year worth of starts to? He hasn't even had 16 starts. And to act like he didn't show any potential is just a lie. That's just a lie. You're not watching the film if you're – like, there's a few other guys that have broke down the film that agree with me. Not many do, obviously. But, man, the play calling that they have where they're bunching – I mean, they have not put him in positions to be successful. But overall, I'm probably going to be way wrong. But I'm just shocked that you would waste a first-round pick on that. And then not even let
if you're a if you're the Redskins and you have the number four pick,
you're in purgatory. That sucks.
Wait a minute. Who do you take? See, here, let me just say this before I ask you this, because we will discuss this at some point, and this will, and we'll switch. We might discuss it a little bit on the Sunday show, because there's a few teams that have drafted these quarterbacks high.
Who's already going in front of me?
Wait a minute. Listen, they're doo-doo quarterbacks. Like the Jets, do you really stick with Darnold? The Redskins, do you stick? You know, when you take a guy number two or three. They're not sticking with Darnold.
That's why he was on the bench. They're trading him.
Do you know it was just third and 30?
They made him inactive. I don't care about
this game's over. Hey, it's over, Johnny.
Michigan.
You know it's over, Johnny. It was third and 35, and he just ran the ball up the middle, and they got 32 yards. It's people. I'm sorry I gave that to you. It's over. That's a counterfeit team. I would fire that coach right now if I could do it. I'd fire all these coaches. Unbelievable.
If I'm the Redskins, you have to take quarterback. What do you mean? I just don't know. What are my options when they get, if they're number four? I mean, what's
okay. So here's what you're, here's who you're going to get. I'm going to throw out a name to you. And I know people are going to say, Skippy, you're nuts. I really like Trask a lot higher than people
I think
do.
A lot of people do now. I think he's turning.
Well, I've been on him. I've been on him for a bit now.
Oh,
just,
yeah,
I've been watching him. No, I've just been watching him. I don't know who you take it for. You're obviously not going to get Lawrence, right? And who's the second quarterback talking about? Fields, maybe, right? You're not going to get Fields.
Maybe. Of course it's going to be Fields.
Okay, well, you're not going to get Fields.
Right.
And so, I don't know if you're I don't know if you're the Redskins.
Trey Lance.
Wait a second.
North Dakota State quarterback.
What if you're the Redskins? Well, we'll talk about this on the Sunday show. Anything else surprising you? Anything else surprising before I go over these two or three games? Then we're gonna wrap picks and wrap it. Because I'm gonna drop a bomb on people tonight.
I might take Mac Jones.
I like it. It's got to be a team. I'll just tell you this.
It's
got to be a team with a good – I'm going to say it, and if they don't, and I look up and I say, oh, you mean that's a doo-doo offensive line? It's game over for him too, Johnny. Game over, Johnny. You know what I'm saying? He can't move.
I mean, Zach Wilson not Zach Wilson, but my guy at Alabama.
Dude, it's a movement. Smaller. You got to be able to move today.
A little smaller, little slower. Big baller. I like him. I just do.
I mean, you know, people look at Herbert. He's big. Herbert can move, man. He moves around.
Exactly.
He's not a stiffer. Jones looks like he struggled to walk.
Well, I know one guy who doesn't get enough love, who I have not liked in college typically, is Ellinger. I mean, he's just another baller.
I just don't like him. Can't
I
like
know,
him.
But he's on such a terrible – I mean, that Texas squad is a wreck. But
well, Herbert's gone this year. Hey, just like your boy Sir Yakety Yak said that Wisconsin season was over, I think he was wrong on that because they're playing this weekend now. Unfollow his ass, man. Unfollow Sir Yak or whatever his name is, man. He didn't respond to me anyway. Yakety Yak. Don't call back. Yeah. All right, Buccaneers, Panthers. McCaffrey's out. Do the Bucs bounce back? They're laying 5.5. I'll be honest, that's a lot of points to
can't
get
lay
on
five
the road.
And a half. Cannot lay
Broncos, five. Raiders. Raiders 5. Broncos on the road.
Take the Raiders. This is a game not worth talking about. You have to.
All right, here's one I love.
If you bet the game, you have to take the Raiders because you can't trust the Broncos.
Here's two
that I
really
am
like.
A Drew Lock guy for the record.
Rams are laying 2 at home against Seattle. Is Seattle going to lose 3 straight? I guess they could.
I would stay away from that game or live bet it, see what it's looking like. Hope that the Rams get up early and get Seattle with the plus points even more than 2 right now.
I'll be honest, I don't know. Nobody likes
a
Dolphin
total, by the way. That is a high total. 55.5 is high
for
that game
for the Rams. It is, yeah, because they can't score.
For the Rams, you're crazy.
Chargers, Dolphins. Miami's only 2.5. Now, think about this. Miami's 5-3. The Chargers are 2-6. Miami's only laying 2.5. Now, do you overthink that, or do you just say, I'm just going to take the Dolphins? Because I think Flores is the real – this is me. You're not taking the Dolphins?
No, I'm not taking the Dolphins. The Dolphins own me. The Dolphins are fraud. Dude, I am not taking the Dolphins the rest of the year.
I'll just tell you this. I think Flores – I don't care if they win this one or not. I think he's the real deal. Last year, they were going to fold everything up, whatever they were going to do. I think he's absolutely cash money. And now whether Tua has a
Here's
has
what I think is it doesn't matter who the coach is, that offensive line can't block anybody. There's no way that if you bet on the Cardinals, you should have lost that game last week. Tua made so many plays. Looked like Tony Romo back there making plays with a terrible offensive line like Romo did early in his career. I mean, plays that were amazing to me, Tua. Running around. It will not happen this week if Melvin Ingram is, and I believe he definitely is healthy, but also Bosa. Bosa didn't play last week. Bosa plays this week, pummels the Dolphins.
Skippy, give him a stone cold lock. Give him a stone cold lock,
Skip. Pick time?
Yeah, first pick.
Oh, so we're not going to break down the Ravens going into New England and the Ravens going into
Game 7? Sunday morning show that we're going to record tonight.
All right, let's do it.
That's what we're going to do.
Give me your first one.
We're going to drop it on Sunday. My first one is a lock, L-O-C-K. I don't even use the word much, but I'm using it tonight. L-O-C-K. Packers, I'm going to lay the 13.5. They're going to pummel Luton, and they're going to pummel the Jags because they've had a week off. They're coming back strong. I know. Shake your head. No.
I like the over better. I think yours could cover, but I think the chances of Luton, as you call him, putting up 21 and your boy Rogers putting up 30 are much greater.
L-O-C-K that they pummel.
It'll go over 50. Lock.
What's your first pick?
My first pick is going to be the Minnesota Kirk Cousins only laying 2.5 to the Bears who can't score. And last I checked, you have to score to win. So I'm laying the points with the Vikings laying 2.5, even though their defense is awful against the pass. Shouldn't matter. I just think that Kirk will have a solid game. Kirk guy. Now, hey, Kirk guy. What can I say?
He's a Kirk guy. I'm going to do the
not afraid to say it.
I'm going to do the over in the Chargers-Dolphins.
Ugh.
Yeah. 47.
No, I'm just trying. I'm messing with you.
I'm rolling it.
I just am rolling it.
I'm all in on it. Dolphins will give up points, and the Chargers can't stop people. I'm rolling it.
Well, we don't have to stay in the NFL.
I know, but I'm getting ready to drop a bomb for everyone. This is my college football I'm about to give out. My college football total lock.
Well, I'm going to give out USC minus the 13.5.
Well, we don't know what we're going to see. I'll tell you this. You better hope they show up and don't look like the poo that I watched last week at the end.
I think USC is going to be great the rest of the year. I think they're going to roll the rest of the year.
They actually have a drop of sperm as a coach. That's what
he is. Have as a quarterback?
Trust me. He's next.
Let me tell you what they have at a quarterback. I know he didn't play great.
Western Michigan, keep running up the middle when you need to get a first down.
Slovis for USC will be a first-round pick.
I'm going to punt the ball now because I'm going to give it back to Toledo again. What a jack-off. What a jack-off.
Hey, you picked a loser. It happens. I pick losers. You pick losers. But overall, we pick big, fat winners.
No,
Give out another pick. Come on.
I might
we give out three on this show. You know that, right?
Hey, hold your horses, my friend. I'm pulling up the line.
What an old man reference.
Yeah. What an old man. Well, I am old. What the hell? Look, keep going up the middle and don't get it. Fumble. Keep fumbling. Unbelievable.
Look, you're fumbling, bumbling, man.
No, I'm relax, Richard. Rich.
God, I got to do it again. I got another play I love. Oh,
I'm going over in the Florida State NC State game. 60.
Going Boston College plus 13 in a hook.
Yeah, see, I would like that too. I'd probably give that out to players, to be honest with you. That might be one
of
the
plays. No. Make that 14 for me, by the way. Chalk that up at 14.
I like it. No, I do. You know what? I'm going to switch my total, and I'm just going to take NC. I have to do it. I mean, Florida State's a train wreck. I say NC State easily wins by more than 10. I'm calling it my college football podcast lock.
Oh,
right here.
Baby.
Yeah. NC State 9.5.
That's the name of this podcast.
Just so everyone knows.
Minus 9.5. That's the name of the podcast tonight. Roll it.
Just so everyone knows, and I'm being dead serious, because this Western Michigan is a loser.
Look, give me this
hammer. He's going deep. First play. He's going deep. Go on, throw the flag, bitches. Anyway, after Western Michigan loses, this Saturday to all my players, I know, and then we're wrapping it. This Saturday to all my players, all totals Saturday and Sunday. Till next week, peace.
Winner on Twitter and visit BigFatWinnersLive.com to keep up with the boys. Please subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast app.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.